Hi, this is Jeff Jokisch, data privacy researcher and CEO from Privacy Plan.
And this is Ali Fenikito, business development rep from Cinci. This is your Data Drop News for Friday, March 11th, 2022.
Bolstered by a call from the president this week to strengthen data privacy protections for children, Connecticut lawmakers heard both praise and concern Thursday from a long gestating bill intended to curb data collection by tech companies. President Joe Biden targeted social media companies during his recent State of the Union address, accusing them of experimenting on children for profit. Although data privacy for children and adults remains largely unregulated on the national front, California, Colorado, and Virginia have all adopted varying policies on the issue in recent years. According to Consumer Reports policy analyst Maureen Mahoney, more than 20 states are considering following suit.
The privacy activists who took down Google Analytics in Europe have sent 270 draft complaints to website operators who use cookie banners that do not comply with the EU data protection rules. This is the second in a series of complaints by NOIB, the non-governmental organization led by Max Schrems, the Austrian activist who became famous for initiating the legal proceedings that brought down the EU-US data transfer agreements in two separate lawsuits. The privacy advocates recently scored a major victory as two of their complaints prompted the Austrian and French data protection authorities to declare Google Analytics illegal for unduly transferring the personal data of EU residents to the United States.
In a recent German case, a court decided that a CEO was personally liable for a data privacy breach after they hired a detective to investigate possible criminal acts by the plaintiff. Given the potential risks, this case raises a number of issues for companies and their boards to consider. The court ruled that the CEO hiring a detective violated data protection law and awarded the plaintiff 5,000 euros in non-material damages. In line with other German court rulings, the court found that data protection violations must be non-trivial and that there is a threshold for awarding non-material damages. The sum of damages awarded also aligns with other German court rulings on damage claims.
The State of the Net conference in Washington, D.C. has heard officials representing the EU and the U.S. say they believe that they are close to reaching a data sharing agreement to replace Privacy Shield. The earlier legal arrangements to ease the vital sharing data between the two jurisdictions was kiboshed in 2020, when the EU Court of Justice struck down Privacy Shield in what became known as the Schrems II ruling.
Hans Block's unnerving documentary, Made to Measure, was screened on Saturday, March 5th at the 20th edition of Geneva's Human Rights Film Festival, FIFDH. The film poses the question, is it possible to reconstruct a person's life based solely on Google searches? The premise is an experiment that uses machine learning to analyze our digital footprint and then, crucially, to create a psychological profile from that data.
The company overseeing the Canadian government's $900 million settlement deal with military members who experienced sexual misconduct in uniform has admitted to more privacy breaches. Epic Class Action Services Canada confirmed the additional errors last week after a second veteran came forward to the Canadian press to report having received an email containing the personal details of a different claimant late last year. France Menard said she decided to speak up after reading a Canadian press report last month about Epic having inadvertently sent fellow veteran Amy Green the names, email addresses, and claim numbers of dozens of other claimants. Epic at that time said it had mistakenly disclosed limited information about fewer than 100 of the 20,000 people who have applied for compensation as part of the class action settlement to one other claimant.
The Department of Justice, together with the Federal Trade Commission, announced that the government this week entered into an agreement with Curbo Inc. and its parent company, WW International, formerly Weight Watchers International, and collectively defendants, and will collect $1.5 million in civil penalties from defendants as part of a settlement to resolve allegations that they violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, also known as COPPA, and the Children's Online Privacy Protection Rule, COPPA rule, in connection with their weight management service for children, Curbo by WW.
Privacy and digital rights activists are buzzing about a recent victory. In February, the Internal Revenue Service said it would back away from a controversial plan to force taxpayers to use facial recognition software before they could log on to its website. This has definitely been a major team effort. The Hook, Right Left Uppercut, said Joy Boulamwini, the founder and executive director of the Algorithmic Justice League, which raises awareness of the consequences of artificial intelligence. The activist effort also included groups such as Fight for the Future, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, and the American Civil Liberties Union.
And now, Privacy Tech News, the latest developments in privacy-enhancing technology. Meta's VP of Product Marketing for Ads and Business Products has announced in a personal Facebook post that he's departing after nearly a decade at the company to launch a startup focused on building privacy-enhancing technologies.
Privacy is now mission-critical for organizations worldwide, according to a new study by Cisco, which showed that privacy investment continues to rise and organizations see a high return on investments from privacy spending. Nearly 87% of respondents believe they already have processes in place to ensure automated decision-making is done in accordance with customer expectations. Yet, Cisco's 2021 Consumer Privacy Survey showed that 46% of surveyed customers felt they cannot adequately protect their data, chiefly because they do not understand what organizations are collecting and doing with their data.
The Data Drop is a production of the Data Collaboration Alliance, a nonprofit advancing meaningful data ownership and inclusive innovation through open research and free skills training. To learn more about our partnerships, please visit datacollaboration.org.